I went there from about 1912. Well, let's see. Yeah, 1912 to 1915. And in the fall of 15, we went into the new building.
And that was the high school?
That was the high school, mm-hmm. And it had the auditorium up on the third floor. And I graduated, of course, in 1919. And it was quite an entertainment place during the time we had all the National Guard down here and everything. And all the programs that the community would have held there. And we had a very formal graduation. There were just two of us, and my mother and I did it along with the other one. They decorated everything with Shasta Days, and we were all bedecked. And Dr. Frederick Eby from the University of Texas gave the address, you know. And I have the program even in the, everything's in the museum on that particular thing. I gave the diplomas and everything to them. We had beautiful plush. Well, they were a lambskin or something. They were plush diplomas lined with gold. Our colors were green and gold. The outside was green, the other was gold. And then our diplomas were engraved, you know. Well, they went all out for the graduation. And after that, they had a party for us. And we were all very, very happy. And my mother, we had this big home. It's up the highway across the Chevrolet that my father built. It started in 1908. He had the contract to come up from Brownsville. He dug a well there first and had the contract to come up from Brownsville with his men, and they camped there and built the home.
The what?
Our home, our first home here in 1908 he started. And it was finished in February 1909, but we couldn't move because he was in the midst of the sugar season and he had to be there with these engineers, you know. And a certain amount of labor to be done, quite a bit of labor. And so one of the surveyors out here, Mr. E.M. Card, who was a very prominent man in surveying the area and in McAllen, he wanted to get married. And so my father told him to go ahead and marry, and they could live in the home. It started in February, and they lived there until we moved on August the 18th, 1909, see. But the home was finished in February of 1909. And then we moved in August 18th, 1909. And we moved out here in a surrey, and it was hot, and everything was wrong, you know, as far as we were concerned, because we were so happy down there. And on the plantation, we had a brick kiln, and each of us had our names on a brick. And we had those bricks in the front walk, see. And all of a sudden, they were loaded up to leave, and I was missing. Well, I had forgotten my brick. And I went back to get that brick. And someday I'm going to go up to the old home and take somebody that can get that concrete off those bricks and get those bricks again, because they're under that concrete walk that I had fixed when I lived there. I moved back in there. Well, in other words, we lived there until 1925. In 1925, my father built this colonial type home. It's out here on the highway. And we moved there. Well, that 1925, Christmas of 1925 is when we had a terrific freeze of snow and we were in for about a week. And then in August of 1926, I had already resigned my school and was going to Columbia University for my master's. But my youngest brother, who was just 14, was killed in a car wreck. And they just never killed my parents because they were elderly, you know. And I was living at home, and I went and verified that he was killed. My uncle took me, he was there. And so they were at a funeral, so I was going with my husband, and we were going out to dinner that night with my parents. And he called, he was in the district attorney, the county attorney's office. He called me, and he said, did William really go down to the coast today to Point Isabel? I said, yes. I said, why? Well, he said it was sort of drizzling. I thought maybe he didn't go. Well, you see, what he was trying to find out is that he had his cap and he knew the boy was dead. But he didn't want to tell me yet, see. Well, no sooner had he hung up, and he said, of course, we're still going out to dinner, aren't we? I said, yes. No sooner had he hung up that some stranger called me from somewhere